And now, with a look at what else has been making scientific headlines, here's Mira Senthilingam with this week's Naked Scientists Newsflash.
Tobacco plants could hold the key to large-scale production of flu vaccines in the future. In research unveiled at the ESWI Conference on Influenza in Malta this week, Canadian biotech company Medicago have been adding genes encoding the outer coat of the influenza virus to tobacco plants. These produce immune-stimulating particles that resemble the flu virus, but are devoid of any infectious content. Professor Brian Ward is Medicago's medical officer.
Viral protein then migrates to the surface of the plant cell, and it auto-assembles into these small virus-like particles that look from the outside like a virus, but have nothing on the inside.
The British Geological Survey have published a risk list of 52 chemical elements that could soon be in short supply. Abundance, location of reserves, and political stability of countries mining the elements were taken into account when compiling the list. And at the top were metals like platinum, tungsten, and the rare earth elements. From the University of Exeter, Professor of Mineralogy Francis Wall.
So things like hybrid cars, wind turbines, mobile phones, they all use a huge number of elements. In a mobile phone, there are something like 66 different chemical elements incorporated into that technology. So we now need to be looking at the availability of elements all across the periodic table.
Wheelchair users could soon use their eyes to direct where they go. Dr. Prashant Pillay's team at the University of Bradford have developed a tracking device resembling a pair of glasses that, in combination with an electric wheelchair, uses cameras to track the position of the wearer's eyes.
The most important thing about this is to try and give a lot of independence to the disabled. Our final aim is to try and have a probably old house which you could control just by looking at different appliances. So you could look at the TV and switch it on, and look at the radio and switch it on, and then get onto the wheelchair and then look exactly where you want to go and it takes you.
A camera developed by UK scientists can detect when someone is not telling the truth. The device looks for telltale facial changes, including altered expressions, blood flow, and eye movements known to be associated with lying. Inventor Hassan Yugel is at the University of Bradford.
Our accuracy rate is 70%, which means we can catch two out of three lies. We hope to go beyond that up to a level of 90%. We see this in, let's say, police interrogation scenarios, immigration, border control points, anywhere where interviewing is involved, including potentially job interviews.
And finally, levels of testosterone in men drop when they become fathers. A trial of over 600 men in the Philippines, led by Christopher Kazawa from Northwestern University, found that single men have higher levels of testosterone than those who have become fathers. And amongst those helping with childcare, levels fell by up to 34%.
Interacting with the child can lower a man's testosterone, it seems, but we also know from prior studies that men during pregnancy of their mate approaching birth, you see a drop in their testosterone before the child is born. And so that suggests that there's something psychological, perhaps. And it also could be the stress of an impending birth. We don't really know. But it seems like there are multiple ways by which having a child can lower a man's testosterone.
The work suggests an evolutionary adaptation, using high levels of testosterone to attract and secure a mate, with levels lowering at fatherhood, wiring men biologically to help with parenting.
That's Mira Senthilingam with this week's Naked Scientist News Flash. And if you'd like to follow up on any of the stories you've heard so far, transcripts and references are all available at nakedscientist.com/news.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.